The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm kind of upset with DJ Automatic because he broke one of my salad plates. Good morning. Ooh. Happy Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
I'm the plate breaker.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, so Otto was getting something, and per usual, he didn't want to move what he needed to move. He was trying to do it the fast way. And when you do anything the fast way, you end up working twice as hard. He was going for a big plate at the bottom, and instead of picking everything up that was on top of it, he thought, I'm going to slip by there. Broke my salad plate. I saw it about to fall, and then it hit. It was like clink, clink, clink. Damn. Oh, shatter.
It didn't shatter. Your plate extra breaks. Dramatic shatter.
No, it was there not glass everywhere? Anyway, I call the company I bought the plates from. I wanted matching sets. I want matching plates. I want matching glasses. I want matching dinnerware. And I said to them, here's my order number. I didn't call them. I emailed them. Here's my order number. My salad plate is broken. Can I buy another salad plate?
Damn.
And the woman answered me. She said, hi, Dana. This is Brenda. We can replace that. I'm so sorry it broke during shipment.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. No, I answered her and I said,
Miss Goody Two Shows over here.
I'm not going to lie over a plate. I answered her and I said, no, ma'am. My husband broke the plate. I'd like to buy one. And she said, oh, we can't sell you one. You have to buy all four.
Oh, dude.
So I didn't. My lie now cost me $79.
I don't know what's more like personality identifying. The fact that you're, upset over a salad plate. I didn't know this was a thing.
It's a thing, Anthony. What do you mean? Thing.
Or that you don't snitch about. You snitch on yourself about your own salad plate.
I didn't snitch on myself. I snitched on Otto, my husband.
The way she thinks about it.
I'm on your side. I'm on your side. In regards to, I've learned throughout my life that you should never mess with a woman's kitchenware. And if it's a matching set, then it is a big thing. No. So I'm on your side with that. But you should have snitched when the lady was like, oh my God, we're sorry. You could have got a whole new set.
Anthony, think about the bad karma over a plate.
The bad karma already happened.
I will say this. I do love the fact that my wife's not a thief.
Yeah, that's stealing, right?
It is stealing.
100% stealing. Thank you.
You started us here.
So. I know, but I can't.
This is all your fault.
That's great levels of gaslighting right there, dude. There it is.
I can't break a plate and then go get a free one because I just was going to profit off of
somebody
we'll else.
Buy nah. four and then I'll return three and say one broke. No, I'm just kidding. That's not going to happen. I'll end up buying all four because I'm afraid. Now I want to have a dinner party, but if I invite everybody over, then I'm going to say, I don't want a salad because that weird plate. I'll be the only one.
Dinner party where there's salad anyway.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
We had matching.
We ate off paper plates in my house, and the nicest cup we had was the McDonald's cups.
I would love to have those in our kitchen.
I remember when I go to my grandma's house, it was like a fight to see who could get the McDonald's cup. You remember the Garfield ones?
No.
Grandma had, like, every collection of them.
Why?
Because she had 11 kids. So between all 11 kids, somebody brought home a cup.
So you're the same age as some of your aunts and uncles?
Yes. So I grew up with them like brothers and sisters.
Well, how much are those collectible cups worth today?
Chewy just sent me the link, and you can get the full set for $44, but you can get the Garfield set for $15.
If you had both, I could buy my salad plate. All right. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Relaxation Day, which was invented in 1985 by a stressed out fourth grader.
What? I wish I could go back to fourth grade. Aunt, what's your favorite thing to do to relax?
If I can, I try getting by any type of body of water, like a lake or just something else in nature to sit outside.
My couch calling me. That's my favorite place to be at home.
My favorite thing to do is N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Nada! Nothing!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We asked the question, is it ever okay to lie to your kiddos? And we got such a great response from Hillary, and I had to call her and ask her to be on the show. My goodness, you've been holding for so long, Miss Hillary. Tell us the story.
Oh my gosh, you guys wouldn't believe. So when I went home last Christmas, my mom decided to pull out some old DVDs, and somehow my kids found them. We were all like having a party. I had all my friends with red cups in the hand. They were all plastic vodka jugs all everywhere over the counter. We were wrapping to Nelly's grills with foil on our teeth. When I tell you, they're like, Mom, what are you doing?
How did you explain that one to your kids?
I told them that we were making a rap video for a school project.
Did they believe you?
No, absolutely not.
Well, you know what? I want to thank you so much for listening and sharing your story. That's hilarious.
Yes. You know, I love you guys so much. I listen to you all every morning, so I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I co-signed on her telling that little white lie because you can't, I mean, I think if you say, I did all these things, it's kind of a pass. Well, you did it, and you know better now. You've been through it. My thing is, I don't want my children to go through all of those things I went through, those obstacles. I made my life harder. So learn from my mistakes, but I'm not going to tell you all of my mistakes.
Yeah, because you can be too honest as a parent.
You can be. And I can, I mean, I can't hide everything. I was a young mother. I was 15 when I had my daughter. So it's not like I can just, you know, lie about everything. But I am so open about the struggle. I just don't, like, divulge every single thing that was going on.
I don't really have a choice because my sister tells her Ava everything.
Oh,
her
daughter
everything. Otto, you're right. Yeah. She does so tell Ava everything.
Anytime I say, well, I didn't, and then my daughter will come at me with, no, Sarah told me you did this and you did this. And
because you expect her to have the best grades, Otto. She has to have the best grades. She has to be at school on time. She cannot ever be late. She's got to be perfection. And your mother told me, my mother-in-law said, Merritt made me cry every morning, Dana, because he refused to get up for school. Every morning until high school, I cried.
And I don't know if I cried, but
she said she cried.
It was a difficult process every day.
But we want better for our kids. And so we expect them not to be like us. Oh my gosh, so the phones are ringing. Hold on. Cassie, how much do you tell your kiddos about yourself as a teenager or those college years?
Oh, well, I'm very open with my kids. We release bits of information as needed.
They don't need
and
to
as
know
it pertains
too much.
To certain issues. That, certain issues arise and, you know, we have to let them know that, hey, look, we've been there before, too. We are, you know, as parents, we've been kids, too. And we understand more than you think. So.
Mama lived it.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. But then hearing Hillary, you know, with the red cups and then she had the DVD recorded. And yeah, that's why she had to tell the little white lie. I don't think there's any harm in that. The party. I think that that's why she ended up telling a little white lie.
So, I don't think we had that.
No evidence. No evidence at all. Yeah, that's a great thing, right? Because with social media, you have evidence. If you filmed anything, you have VHS or DVDs, you've got the evidence. Burn it. Burn it.
Kids for knowing how to use a DVD.
That's what I was thinking. I was
pretty good, though. I wasn't all over the place on that end of the...
Well, that's
the rope
good.
There.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I'm sure you had some friends who were, but you weren't that. You were not that person.
I wasn't as wild.
Okay. Thank you so much, Cassie, for sharing your story. Call back anytime.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. And that's part of it right there. Obviously, it's embarrassing. I'll just say it. I'm embarrassed to some of the things I did. And I don't want to tell my kids because I was stupid. If social media had been around during that time, oh my God.
Damn, dude. You would have no option but to be honest with your kids. I think it's also kind of good to let your kids know that there was a ratchet side to you too. So that way they don't try to like outsmart you. I would try doing that to my mom all the time. Like sneaking out late, going to parties and whatnot. And she'd always be like, I did what you did, boy. I can keep
Anthony,
up with
she
you.
Knew.
You
She's
can't
like,
lie
don't
to
even
me.
Pretend.
I would always, she would get me so good, dude.
I was never getting over on my dad, and that was, he just locked me out of the house. He would just.
Otto, that's not even.
He was like, I know what you're doing. You're not doing it at my house. And he would literally lock me out.
What would you do?
I would beg my sister to let me in the side door.
And she would every single time?
Most of the time.
Okay, well, I get it. I just don't want my girls to go through hardships. That's what it is. Have a good time, but don't do harm.
You're kind of a square, dude. That's what's going on here, Dana.
Obviously, I was not a square, but I kind of was. Yeah, I was kind of a square. Anyway, all right.
Your kids are going to learn. You ain't going to stop them.
I know. You're right. And you have to learn. Gosh, I just want them to be so much better than me.
I'm still looking for those stories that Ava's going to be like, remember when I did this, but I actually did this? She's going to come back and tell us all those things.
Oh, mm-hmm. For sure. Stasia.
But then again, I have Ring camera, so you can't really get away with as
That's
much.
That's another thing. With Ring camera, you watch her 24/7. And I used to say, don't do that. Now I'm like, is she home? I want to know.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
How can you protect your parents and your grandparents and yourself from getting scammed? It's really hard. We're going to talk right now about a story of a teacher who got scammed. And she lost her home.
What?
And this happened a while back. So this is an update on what's going on now with the situation. ABC 13 is where we got this audio from.
When we first met Wanda Jackson in September of 2023, her worldly possessions were all thrown onto her front yard after being evicted from her home of more than 40 years. Since then, she's lived in an apartment trying her best to fight back. After ABC 13 used court documents to track down the complicated real estate transactions between Malcolm Pryor and James Meyer that led to her eviction, Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee filed a civil suit against both men. Today, court records show that Meyer, the man who bought and resold the house to Pryor, agreed to pay $100,000 to settle the civil case.
So that's all she gets from the home that she's owned since, I think she said the 70s. This is what her statement to ABC 13. This is actually the teacher, Miss Jackson.
I bought the house in 1976. For what I lost, it's not even a drop in the bucket.
Never have her home again. She owned the home since 1976. It's just really important not to sign anything. The scams have gone up. She thought she was signing a reverse mortgage where she was going to get some money.
No, so that's not what happened. She thought that she was signing off on some housework that this guy was doing and that he was going to take care of it for her and then she could pay
him off. Okay. So that was.
And when she signed all the paperwork, then he had a real estate guy involved into it. So he took over the house and then sold the house back to himself. And it was a pretty sophisticated scam.
This has been happening all over the country. There was a couple and their friend that was arrested. They'd been doing this for 8 years and they'd been getting away with it. Nobody could track them. They were so good. Like you said, they were so sophisticated at what they were doing. They have been arrested, though. That might be what I'm thinking of with the other story, because I just can't believe that someone would have the audacity to steal a home from a woman who worked her entire life. This was a teacher.
There are evil and smart people out there who are willing to come up like Automatic said. It's a very complicated and sophisticated scheme that, honestly, when you're on the outside looking in, you're like, this could never happen to me.
Right.
But when you find yourself in a situation, your mind state changes a little bit and you're vulnerable to a lot of these.
I mean, how many times have you looked at a contract that you were like maybe doing some construction on and you just signed off on it? And
unknowingly,
she's signing off on her home.
I've never read the Apple updates, but every time iOS updates, I accept. I've never read that. I'm pretty sure I gave my kidney to Apple like 10 years ago.
Read everything. Don't sign anything. And all those weird text messages you get, toll scams, we've got a great paying job for you, all these things, delete them from your phone. Don't even leave them in there. Brought to you by Famous Footwear.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Will Kylie Jenner's boyfriend, Timothy Chalamet, finally win that Oscar in a new movie he's in? And how is Tyler, the Creator, connected to all of this? Let me break it down after celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
Oh, man, may you rest in peace on this day. Nipsey Hussle was born. Oh. May he rest in peace.
Yes.
And we also have Anthony Anderson celebrating his birthday. Ben Affleck, Chief Keef, Jennifer Lawrence, and Joe Jonas.
Okay, so there's a new movie coming out. It is called Marty Supreme, starring Timothy Chalamet. It's about a table tennis star named Marty Supreme, obviously, and he's playing this character. Also making his big screen debut, Tyler, the Creator.
Ooh,
which for me, I'm getting chills talking about it because you know Otto, I've been a fan of his for probably over a decade.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, Tyler, this is just the evolution of him.
He's a creative person. Watching him on stage, listening to his music, he's so underrated.
I'm pretty sure he's selling out arenas.
Well,
yeah. Somebody likes him.
I'm talking about critics.
Oh.
You know, award shows, they seem to just pass him by because he's so different. But I think, Anthony, you mentioned this when we talked about Kylie and Timothy, that you believe Kris Jenner is pushing so hard for this relationship because Timothée Chalamet is one of the few movie stars in the world. And we'll get more into that conversation after I play a little bit of the trailer. I can't wait to watch this movie.
Hello.
Hey, it's Marty Mauser. I'm in the royal suite. I saw you in the lobby yesterday.
Okay.
I never talked to an actual movie star. You know, I'm something of a performer, too.
Are you?
Yeah, you don't believe me? You what? You got the Daily Mail in front of you?
This is you.
Yeah, the chosen one. It's a nice picture, right?
He is being so particular about his scripts. You know this is going to be a good movie. You can just see it. Tyler's in it. Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank is in it. Now, we're going to go way back. Some of you might not know there used to be this incredible TV show called The Nanny. Super funny.
Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher's in the movie. Playing Timothy or Martin Supreme's love interest, Odessa Azion. It really
I thought you were going to say Fran Drescher was playing.
No.
Fran Drescher. I was like, that's a different twist on this one.
So I just feel like this is going to be an incredible movie. Timothy is one of the few movie stars. Everything's moved to social media now. So you really have to be big.
There's not a lot of movie stars under 30 at this point.
Well,
he's one of the few. I mean, I think Zendaya's probably the biggest, though.
Oh, for sure.
And
for
then
sure.
Tom Holland, her boyfriend.
Mm.
That's her fiance.
And then
that's her fiance.
Jenna Ortega. She's, you know,
oh,
from Wednesday.
Yeah, you're right. From
and
Wednesday.
Then she was also in Beetlejuice.
So that's what I was going to say. She was in Beetlejuice. And that Netflix show, Wednesday, you know, we're getting a sequel. One of the biggest stream shows ever in Netflix.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, there's another
Stranger
one.
With all these people we're mentioning for this movie upcoming, I think all eyes are on Tyler because this is his debut feature film.
Of course.
So let's see, can he really hang with, you know, the people in this craft? And I'm really excited. I feel like him and Timothy, they're going to be co-starring in this. So there's already a lot of chemistry, I feel.
This is Tyler's Tom Hanks and Jamie Foxx moment. Okay, let me explain where this comes from.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Okay, now obviously Tyler's a musician, but Tom Hanks and Jamie Foxx were known more for their funny roles, and they had to fight really hard to get serious roles. Tom Hanks got Philadelphia, Jamie Foxx got Any Given Sunday. Those two movies changed their careers. I believe if Tyler comes out of this and he knocks it out the park, it's going to change his career. Oh. He's going to get placed on a different platform.
I think
understand?
He's going to be fine because, I mean, he's been doing cartoons for a minute, so he really does understand storytelling. He's been doing the voice acting stuff, so I think he's going to probably knock it out of the park.
And then when it comes to Timothy and Kylie, I think these two will end up married.
Oh.
I said it. What do you think? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. Did we leave off any movie stars under 30? Hit us with that as well.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.